This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for watching the Living Mishnah project of Maimon Elbaz's Torah shows, and we really appreciate all those that are involved in this project. The Mishnah's Chaim goal is to really give people a geschmack for learning. We're doing a Mishnah now in Seder Moed, and we're going to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem for reaching the 800th Mishnah in our series. It should be a zchus for Mrs. Elnadav Berta Bat Esther, Aleha Shalom, whose 11th month is today. Tehi Nishmatat Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. The Mishnah today is in Masechet Ta'anit, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. When should you start praising Hashem for rain? We all need rain. Some of us love rain, especially when we're indoors, something very cozy about seeing the life-giving waters come to earth. Some people hate rain, it annoys their plans, but at the end of the day, we all need rain. And when does Hashem judge the world's water supply? On Sukkot. B'chag nidonin alamayim. So the Chachamim decided a good time to ask Hashem, to praise Hashem, not to ask Hashem, I'm sorry, to praise Hashem for rain is on Sukkot. We do not ask for rain till much later, because we want to give people time to get home from the Aliyah L'Regel, and this way we don't ask for rain till much later, towards the end of the month of Cheshvan, or in the beginning of the month of December. So we're not talking about asking for rain. That's a discussion later about V'sein Talu Mata Livracha. Now it's talking about Mashiva Ruach Amarig Hashem. When should you start praising Hashem for the wind and the rain? So since Sukkot is the time that Hashem decides the water supply, that's the best time to praise Hashem for rain, because as Hashem is judging people for water, we want to praise Hashem for water. That should be to our favor. We all need rain to live, for the crops to grow, to have fresh water to drink. Cleans the environment. We don't realize that rain is even a bigger miracle than Tchiyas HaMeisim, because Tchiyas HaMeisim is for tzaddikim and rain is for everyone. Okay, says the Mishnah, Me'em Atayim Azkirin Givuro Kishamim. From when should we mention the power of rain in the bracha of Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed, in the bracha of Mechaim Etim, that Hashem gives life? When should we mention the power of rain? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Eliezer holds you should already say it from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Miyom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, you wait till the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeret. That's when we actually do Lahalach Lamaisa, the first mentioning of rain. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua. So why did Rabbi Eliezer argue and say to mention rain already in the beginning? Because he felt in Sukkot Hashem is judging the water supply, and that's one of the reasons they didn't do Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach. So that's a good time to mention it. But Rabbi Yoshua is going to ask a question in Rabbi Eliezer. He's going to say, why would you want to mention rain? What if it rains on Sukkot? So that's the argument of Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. He says, we know it's a siman klala, it's a bad sign if it rains on Sukkot. So Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ho'il, since vein agishamim ela siman klala b'chag, since rain would be a bad omen on the chag, it would be a sign of a curse. Lama mazkir, why should we mention it? It's interesting to mention the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah that says if it rains on Sukkot, it's like the master pouring the pitcher of water on his servant. He shows him that I'm not interested in his service. So if it rains on Sukkot, it's a bad sign. So Rabbi Yeshua says, so why should we mention rain? We don't want it to rain on Sukkot. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, Af ani lo amarti lishol ela lahazkir. I never said you should ask for rain. I said, just mention it. Just mention a praise. Mashivrach amarti gashem ba'onato. That Hashem makes the wind blow and he makes the rain come down at the right time. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Emkein lo lami hei mazkir. So if you just want to say it, you know, that it should rain at the right time, then maybe you should always say it. So why are you only saying it now at the beginning of Sukkot? So that's Rabbi Yoshua says, better to leave it for the final day of Sukkot. Okay, thank you for steiging. Should be a big zechut for my father and father-in-law.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.